speak to Holly.
Hi, may I speak with Janet?
This is Janet.
Hi, Janet. It's Soraya from Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
I'm a little confused.
Okay, I can help you.
You said you needed a K-1 schedule from our 2015 tax returns.
Yes.
We don't do a K-1. We do a K. There's a portion of K, but we don't do a K-1.
Okay, we just need something that shows ownership, because I know that we've got two owners that are 25% each right now, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, I don't think I see anything in here that exactly states ownership.
That's usually what, when they ask for that, that's usually what they're just wanting us to show is ownership. I can clarify with the underwriter, but whenever I see that, they always just want to see the ownership part of the tax return. Does any part list each one and, like, the percentage of...
A compensation of officers, but...
You know what? That should probably work if you could send me that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, because we already told them, like, hey, we got 25 and 25, and they said that was fine. So I think this is just a verification that they have two owners on there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. And then what is this decision logic thing? I am very much not comfortable with going in and giving anybody my password, my online access ID and password.
Understood, yeah. No, I understand. There's a lot of times, it's a newer thing that, you know, a lot of companies are using with decision logic. It's a way to do, like, an instant verification that allows a lender to receive the bank statements electronically.
That means you receive my bank statements? Why would I approve that?
It's so that they can look at the statements.
Okay, well, if you need to see the statements, I could forward them to you, but I mean, that is just such a thing that I am so against.
Okay.
I would be more than happy to send you any bank statement you want, but
okay.
I mean, my password?
Yeah, no one sees it, but I completely understand it's not many people. It's a newer thing that they do. It is completely secure, but a lot of times people don't want to do it, and I totally understand. What I can do is, because it's the underwriter, I'm actually not the one that's going to be looking at the statements. I just have to send him an email and see if it's okay if we can just send paper statements instead. And then what we'll need is probably, let me just see what I have. I probably have October. I probably would just need November month to date, but let me just double check. Hang on one second. Let's see what I have. Okay, so I don't have October. So let me just send him an email real quick. I don't know if he'll get back to me today or not, because I know with the holidays, some of the underwriters are leaving early for the day.
Mm-hmm.
I will email him and just see if it's okay if I send the bank statements, the paper statements, and what we would need in that case would be October and then November month to date activity printout. They just want to be able to see activity up until the date that they actually fund the loan, just so that no other loans were taken, the account's not negative, it's just verification requirements. But I can go ahead and email him and then just get back to you and let you know if that will work.
And then the final thing, that's fine, and then the final thing is that Tim left for the afternoon, and I won't see him again until Monday.
Okay.
So what I told you I was going to be able to send, I could send you that page, and still I don't understand that. I mean, it tells you what type of checking, but we're not a credit card processor.
Right, and now, so sometimes...
I had Brian sign, below where Tim, I guess, should sign, but I'm not going to be able to get Tim's for a few days.
Okay. Yeah, this page just authorizes for them to take the automatic payments. It's like they call them automatic clearing payments. It also can be used for people that we set up an MCA with, which would come out of the credit card processing. So that's why it is kind of confusing.
Oh.
So I can see why you guys got confused on that, because it's like a dual document to authorize payments on either one. And in this case, we're going to do the bank statements, not the credit card processing. So
So I'm a signer on the account. Can I just sign that and send it back?
Has Brian signed it already?
Yes.
If you could send it to me with Brian's signature, I can just try to get it in to him, and maybe it'll be fine. If he gives me pushback, I'll let you know. But, I'll try to get it in.
I'm just going to send these two pages to you. So
perfect.
And I'll however many it is.
Yeah, I can put it together, what we have.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Thank you.
Okay. And then I'll just get back to you on the bank statements as soon as I hear back from him.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.